Today's episode of Angela Yee's Lip Service is brought to you by Showtime and the critically acclaimed series, The Chi. The heart and soul of Chicago's South Side lies in its community. But when your world is a daily struggle just to get by, can you rise up and stand tall to realize a better tomorrow? Watch as Ronnie, Brandon, Emmett, and Kevin confront the tough choices that will shape their futures in The Chi. Created and executive produced by Emmy winner Lena Waithe and Academy Award winner Common. The new season of The Chi premieres Sunday, April 7th at 10 p.m. only on Showtime. Lip service. What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Listen, Stephanie's back, okay? Stephanie
Santiago. I tried to wait.
I knew you were going to say your name.
The flow is thrown off for a second.
No, because you fall.
We got to come up with who's going to go first.
All right, so how are we going to do this?
I'll go.
Yes.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
Yes, okay, there we go. We have a special guest with us today for the first time ever. She's a lip service virgin.
Hey.
I am. I'm a little nervous on what we're talking about.
No, you're not.
I heard it ain't nothing but sex talk with me.
This is fun.
Really more than sex. You can talk about sex. We talk about sex and we talk about other things like sex.
It's a lot of stuff I haven't been through. I'm sure y'all haven't been through.
Oh, we want to hear about it today on Lip Service.
Well, Shay is here with us. You didn't even introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Shay Johnson here. Love and Hip Hop Miami was good.
Love and Hip Hop everywhere. And
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
So wait, what do you think you've been through that we haven't been through? You'd be surprised.
No, it's not that. It's just I've never had this is embarrassing a little bit. I never had an orgasm during intercourse.
Well, but really? You had one getting eaten out.
Absolutely. That's the only way it could happen.
As long as it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I want to feel the other way as well. I've tried different positions, angles. I've tried everything, but I just realize that it's just not gonna happen. I've accepted it.
I don't think so. What about on top? Like you on top and everything. That's the
pick
easiest
a position
way.
I did it. You know, it's just because I wanted to get that feeling because I, you know, my homegirls talk about it and all that, you know, so I'm like, I want that too. So during intercourse, I love intercourse, but the best part for me, you go down on me because that's how I'm
like. Do you ever feel like you about to and it just don't happen or just never even?
No, just feel like I gotta pee.
Maybe you let yourself pee.
No, I don't.
You gotta let yourself pee. That's what the feeling
is. You're ruining
like.
It. No, you're stopping
I'm
it.
Not about the R.
Come
Kelly
on,
him.
Nah. Yes, you are. What's that? Let it go.
Oh, no.
Let it go.
Frozen.
Frozen, let it go.
What is it? Singing Frozen about coming?
No.
Oh, my God.
You're going to ruin that for children.
Yeah,
Yes, there are. No kidding.
And then, you know, I don't even like to tell my partner because he's trying to do it. Mm-hmm. So it was one time on my ex, I just faked it because y'all got sick of him trying.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
There's a lot of women, though, percentage-wise, that haven't had orgasm through intercourse.
Has any of you guys?
Not me.
Oh, okay. Great.
It takes me a lot. And it doesn't happen every time.
And then usually for me, it can only happen if I'm on top.
It does happen.
Yeah.
But it does happen. But Anne, you know about that new toy. She was talking about that.
Oh, that can help you squirt?
Yeah.
It's called the Enjoy or something
squirt
like that.
Squirt is just peeing. Yeah.
But that's still an orgasm.
See, the problem right now is you're being too judgmental about your peeing and all of that stuff. You got to just let your fluids out.
I don't know.
Yeah, because she just don't squirt clearly, but she just doesn't want to let it out.
I always go to the bathroom before. Because I want to make sure I don't have that feeling.
Right,
you know
I do
mean?
That
if
too.
If I do, I'll stop and go to the bathroom and come back.
You got to go to the bathroom. Plus, if you didn't just shower, you got to wet wipe yourself.
Absolutely. I'll shower so he can. It's nice and fresh when you're ready to taste
it. Take a little bird bath. Mm-hmm.
She was about to come plenty of times, but she stopped and went to the bathroom.
You thinking too hard.
I think I'm expecting that feeling of when he goes down on me. So I'm expecting that. And it doesn't feel like that.
It's a different
feeling. Yeah, it's a different orgasm. Like,
so I'm still learning my body. You know, as I'm getting older, I'm still learning my body. But I want what y'all have. You know, I want to feel that.
I do enjoy having an orgasm. And after I do, I don't even feel like having sex anymore.
Selfish.
It is true. After I come, I'd be like, all right, good night. I'd be like, I wish he would hurry up.
Yeah, if he don't go down on me because of the way my body's set up, I'm just not interested.
What about it's great when you come and then he has sex? Like if he goes down on you?
Oh, it's nice. It's
that's
amazing.
That's the best time.
Isn't it?
Can y'all have two orgasms back to back off the head?
More than two.
I really can't.
More than two.
I'll be running away.
Don't touch me.
I mean, if you keep fighting through it, then it'll be okay. And
yeah,
come again.
While, you know,
you're
yeah.
a warrior.
Yeah, yeah. You have
to be a warrior.
No, he has. has to be a warrior because he has to make you stay where you are because you're going to keep running.
I don't know.
So more than twice you can come off and get ahead? Back to back to back?
Yeah. See, I have several toys that I play with because I love that feeling. The only way I get it is go down on me or I play with my little toys. So, you know, it's, I guess because I'm so used to it, it's just I want it again. It's amazing.
What if he uses a toy on you?
I've done that and it was great. He was inside me and we played with the toy. It was different. It was great. I liked it. But
you,
I wanted.
And you came with him inside of you with the toy.
But it was the toy. It wasn't him.
Yeah, so
I ain't trying to.
That's bad for a man's ego,
Exactly. So I want to feel it without a toy. I want somebody to give me that stimulation without that.
You got to. I think you probably just be thinking too hard about it because it hasn't happened. And then you're probably like, I got to stop myself. I don't want this. You got to really relax.
It's the pee feeling. You're a squirter, obviously.
Are you a squirter? You keep saying
that. Yeah, because that's the feeling. Well, I have squirted. Not every time. It takes a certain guy to make me squirt, like a certain movement, a certain guy. So I feel like with you, you're about to come, but you won't let it go. So you're never going to come unless you just let it go.
Yeah, pee on that bitch.
Oh, God. I mean, I guess it's going to take a certain type of person to let me loosen up. Because it's literally, I'm peeing on you. Like, it's
and
just,
he'll love
I'm
it.
Not used to that. You know, I ain't never did that.
Yeah, he will love it.
Just do it in his house, not yours.
Yeah, he can wipe it up. I gotta go. Here you go. There's a treat for you. So,
now, what would you say? We all have had these situations where we do feel like our relationships, we learn something, right? Have you ever had a relationship that you feel like was a waste of your time?
Yes, recently. I was dating him. He was younger. He had 3 kids. Not wasting my time. We had a good time, but he wasn't ready for what I was ready for. And I should have known that because he was younger, but I had a situation going on where I was celibate for over a year. So I just wanted some. And when I got that, what I needed, and he pleased me properly, I wanted more. I wanted to have something more with him. But he was too young, so we just...
He had 3 kids?
He got 3 kids.
I would think he would want some type of... How many different baby moms?
Same one.
Okay.
What made you go celibate for a year?
I have fibroids.
You talking about that and how painful it was for you.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
You know what's crazy? So we have these detox doctors that we work with, and they talk a lot about fibroids and the diet, and they do this whole detox plan to help women with fibroids. And we had a woman on that had over 50 fibroids. And she lost, almost all of them. I think she only has like 5 left now. But it is so inhibiting in your life. Like, people don't even understand.
It took over my life. It was embarrassing because I had accidents that I didn't expect to happen. My menstrual went from 6 days to 14 days.
And you're constantly having to change your pad?
It wouldn't even work. I had so many accidents in the bed. I couldn't even imagine. I had accidents in my godmother's car. It was just embarrassing to where that's why I stopped dating. Because I didn't want to bring him into that.
Right.
So I just said, let me just figure out what's going on with me. I didn't know what it was. I just knew I had these heavy menstruals.
Were you on any type of birth control?
I've never taken a birth control ever in my life. And that, a lot of people thought that it came from that because of the estrogen.
You
know
you see that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, but it wasn't that because I've never, ever taken a birth control. I used condoms. That's it. But I knew the side effects and long-term side effects of birth control, so I never took anything like that. So I don't know where mine came from, and I went to 3 doctors, and they didn't know either. So it's like, how do you deal with that? You know, I had pain, back pain. I was falling out. I was hemorrhaging and didn't know I was hemorrhaging, so I was fainting. So I needed blood transfusions. So I started taking these herbs from a holistic doctor. It's called fibroid relief, and it actually relieved a lot of the symptoms. But the problem was, I had 4 fibroids, and one was so big, it was growing from a little size of a peanut to bigger than a grapefruit. Huge. It was pressing against my bladder, so I was going to the bathroom like 2-3 times an hour. I would go to the movies, and I couldn't even watch the whole movie because I still got to go to the bathroom. So I made the decision to have a myomectomy. That's when they removed the fibroid, you know, off your ovaries instead of having a hysterectomy. I want to have kids.
You don't want to do it because they'll try to talk you into having a hysterectomy.
Yeah, of course they try.
They tried.
And they say when you have that and you remove that or whatever, it basically gives problems in other areas. So it's not even like it removes the problem. It removes that problem, but then it goes to other things. You'll have other problems.
I was advised they can come back. But they can come back. Everybody's body is different.
Right.
I don't know what you eat daily. You don't know what I eat daily. But what I put into my system causes my issues and yours causes yours based on genetics. So I feel like how I transition my eating eating habits, I just don't believe they'll come back. And I'm and I'm still on the herbs, the fibroid relief herbs. I'm still on
Oh, did you do a detox?
Yeah, I did a detox, but it was mainly the herbs from the tea and the pills. Like, literally the next menstrual cycle, it started to go down. I went from 14 days down to 9 days within 3 months.
Wow. I want to hook you up with that detox doctor, Coach Jessie. She actually wrote a whole book about it because she had fibroids. And she thought she wouldn't be able to have a kid. And she had a miracle baby. That's what she calls her baby.
Yeah,
and she does these detoxes. And it's helped. I've met a lot of women that has helped as well. So maybe, I know you've been talking to a lot of holistic doctors.
I was willing to do anything.
I'm going to hook you up with her just because she's definitely like, she actually just did something with Yandy's sister as well. And she was saying how hard it has been for her in her life just to even function, like to do anything, to go to work. Her cramps would be so bad, she couldn't even go to work.
Yep.
You know, so
you're
people don't understand it's a real lifestyle.
Over, and you can't sleep. I like sleeping on my stomach, butt naked. If I would roll over slightly, it wakes me up immediately. I can't sleep the rest of the night. So sleepless nights, my anemia shot up. You know, I was, like I said, I was hemorrhaging, back pain. Like, it was just so many symptoms. I'm like, ain't no way women not talking about this. Why they not talking about this?
Right.
This is hell. You know what I'm saying? I was so embarrassed. I ain't had nobody to talk to because I thought they would, you know, make fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a voice about it because I understand what a lot of women go through.
A lot of women are going through.
And it's more in African-American women.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they also talk to you more about having a hysterectomy as an African-American woman. They try to convince you to do that.
And I say, absolutely not. I want a child. Like, I'm not about to have a hysterectomy. You take my whole uterus out. That's not happening. Mm. But I'm glad I made the decision I made. Like, I'm not going to the bathroom anymore. Like, everything kind of went back down.
Right.
Like, I feel like a woman again.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, like,
and I'm hoping it's going to get better and better.
Girl, I'm dating.
No more celibate.
I'm dating.
And your hair went back to normal.
My menstruals went back to normal because they were like 6 days, seven days,
normal.
But now they're about 5-6 days. So dropped down.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it even went better.
Yeah.
I feel like my whole life I'm on my period or about to get it.
Right.
That's how it feels.
I was, as a woman,
that's how you do feel.
Either it's there or it's coming. We be planning our whole schedule according to when our period is coming.
Girl.
You be like, wait, my period comes that day. I don't know.
I can't even do that because I have a regular period.
So you don't even know when it's
coming. So I don't know. So I might just be. Like, one day it just comes, and I'm like, fuck. But then I might not get it that month. But that's because I had cysts. So that's the same, like, a same problem, similar problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it would just, like, stop my periods or make them longer when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
I would have periods for a long time.
You got endometriosis?
No, I don't. Yeah. No, that's the crazy thing. It's just I have, like, cysts, like, here and there. I get
them. You still have them?
Yes, yeah, still to this day. Like, I'll get little ones or whatever. But they say that, like, a lot of women have cysts, and with your period, you'll just
bleed
out. Yeah, ovarian cysts.
You don't see them.
No.
Benign.
So you just go to the doctor and they'll see them. You'll have like a little one sometimes.
So it's like blood clots. Like at the end of the day.
No,
so,
I know many girls. That's so common.
Exactly.
I know a lot of girls who have ovarian cysts.
So when I was younger, I had a real big one that I had to get removed. But when they went to remove it, it ruptured.
Oh my mind.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
All in here.
So it's crazy, but you know, I feel like with your diet and stuff like that, that also helps.
I feel like
anything with your health, like when you've got to focus on your diet because that's the main thing that's going to really help you.
Absolutely.
More than medicine.
Mm-hmm. That is the medicine.
Yeah, the medicine is to maintain whatever sickness you got from getting worse. There's never a cure.
No.
So, yeah, you always have to look at that. It's like
the way you suppress the symptoms instead of healing the
symptoms. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's why I chose not to take their birth. They offered me birth control.
Yeah.
To control my menstrual, to minimize the menstrual cycle. And I'm like, I have never been on birth control. Why would I start now? And then I heard birth control was part of the problem.
Yeah, that's
what
triggers
it. So I'm like, you giving me something that will increase my situation? Like, no, that's not the answer. So that's how I ended up going to holistic doctor.
Yeah, you know, they say they're trying to neuter black women, like, or like make it more controlled of how much kids come from black women. Like, that's what, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because if you look at it, like you said, it's mostly in black women.
But why is that? It's something we're doing as a culture to cause this issue, and we don't know exactly
what it is. It could be in the water.
The foods that we're putting in our bodies and our communities.
But I drink alkaline. I switched my diet 4 years ago.
Right, but
so
think before that.
How many years have you been drinking the regular? You know what I mean?
So it's going to take years to get my body back back the way it needs
to be.
So are you vegan now?
Well, I eat shrimp every once in a while, but I haven't eaten pork in over 15 years. Yeah, but no fish. I'm allergic to fish.
Mm-hmm. But you'll have like a little lobster.
I don't eat lobster.
So just shrimp.
Literally every once in a while, and literally once in a while, just shrimp.
A little chicken.
No chicken, no pork, no swine. I ain't had swine in my system.
No meat at all.
How long has this been for?
Swine about 15 years, beef 5 years, chicken about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's like me. That's crazy.
That is.
Never go back. But it's mostly because of how our meat is processed in the United States.
It's disgusting.
If I'm in another country, it's different. But they shoot them up with hormone shots to produce faster, and it's a business. So I understand the business, but I'm not allowing you to kill me.
Now you're putting all those hormones in your body.
Exactly. Right. Wondering where all these diseases come from.
Isn't that crazy, though, when you're on an island or somewhere different where it's more fresh, how much different the shit tastes?
Yeah, the food is so different.
Than from here, it's sick.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I realized too?
What?
Just as this is what scares for a second. You know, as you eat better and you drink and eat more fruits and vegetables, and I do have my press juice company now, Drink Fresh Juice, you taste better.
Yeah.
No, that's so true.
Like, you ever suck somebody's dick and your pussy's on it, and you're like, I taste good.
Yes. You ever had somebody cut in your mouth and the shit be nasty?
Oh, God, yes.
The funky spoon.
Oh, that means that your diet is not good.
You be like, you don't stop eating that pork. I taste swine all in your cum.
Yeah. You can taste the difference between a man that takes care of his body. Yeah,
absolutely. What you eat is so important.
Exactly.
So after Super Bowl Sunday, would they be having all them snacks? And you're like, I don't
know.
That should be salty. No, right. I'm joking.
Come on, you better come over there.
I was with a guy one time. We were having a sleepover, and we were eating so much candy. He had a big jar of Sour Patch Kids. Mm-hmm. And we were eating so much candy, no lie, for hours, watching TV, smoking weed, and eating candy. And I sucked his dick later on that night, and I swear to God, it tasted like a Sour Patch.
Or maybe you just had some stuck in your teeth.
Oh, no. And I finished it. I was like,
you were like,
you
more.
Taste so good. And he's like, stop. He's like, come on.
But you can tell, like, if you don't eat, if you haven't been eating good, and then, or like, say you drank a lot of tequila or something.
Oh, it comes
to your pores.
Your pores, your body.
And then you're like, I don't taste, I taste a little
tired. When you're eating nothing but sandwiches and shit.
Literally, your body's like a car. It's like an engine. You know, when the engine light comes on, tells you something wrong, you have to fix it, or it will cause another problem.
You have to pay attention because your body
will definitely pay attention to your body the same way. Yeah.
And are there certain exercises that you do? You feel like that make your sex life better? Like when you've been working
Kegels.
Out.
Stretching,
but besides
I be
all
able
that,
to, yeah, I do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
cardio because it gives you stamina.
Cardio,
you
ready
ride
to go,
up
go,
on
go,
a
go, go,
a longer,
leg presses, and you trying to, you know,
get some legs together.
Exactly. That's
ain't
exactly
nothing like
true.
Riding a dick until your legs start hurting, and you
I
really
want
to keep
like,
going.
Yeah,
so you gotta pick a poison. Like, do I want my legs to hurt or my pussy to feel good?
Or the worst when you know you're not in good shape and you done got a Charlie horse. Whoever got a Charlie horse,
I definitely had one.
Or like at the arch. Your foot gets
cramping your foot.
Oh yes, God. That's the worst.
Lord.
I had our heels all night, and you're like, fuck, and you don't
want right to
say anything.
Right in the middle. Oh my God! No, I'll be like, wait, my foot. Hold on.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting a cramp.
I wouldn't say
mad
anything. I try to ride through it and be mad as hell.
That's me.
Yeah, I'm not
face looking all weird.
And then you'd be secretly trying to rub your foot.
Yeah, yeah. Try to punch your thigh.
Let me grab my own foot.
What's that?
Apparently
she's
doing.
She got to rub her foot.
Y'all very open on here.
Or like when you know you haven't been doing what you're supposed to do and you squatting on the dick and you like, my legs are shaking, they hurt, I can't do this much. All right, I'm going to lay down.
Yeah,
your turn.
Your turn. I'm like, all right, you got to switch it up.
And then you're like, no. You'd be like, no, your turn. Because sometimes guys are so lazy in bed.
No, they are not. The last one I had, the young one, he wasn't.
The young ones don't be lazy.
He was very controlling, and I loved it. He was so nasty. It was perfect for me.
He was very controlling
and nasty. Yeah, I probably would do it with him again a couple more times.
Was he like that outside the bedroom too, or only in bed?
No, we did it everywhere. Like that's.
But I mean, like, was he controlling as a person
or only
in bed?
He's very respectful. But yeah, I do. He's just real nasty. He was just the perfect type of nasty I liked and gave. He just pleased me quite well. That's what it was.
It wasn't Pleasure P, right?
No.
I'm playing.
That was a year ago.
Oh,
but I still, Pleasure, he always had my heart. That's the homie. Mm-hmm. We know each other.
You over there snatching wigs over him. We seen
oh,
that.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, the angry bird. I did snatch it off her head. I didn't know it would come off, Angela.
The wig? That's what happens.
No, she was supposed to stitch it down. The millionaire didn't stitch down her wig. So what am I supposed to do?
L'Oreal, yeah, that's your friend.
She threw food at me and all this. So I'm like,
oh. See, the way it was edited, it looked like you just ran up on her.
No, I did, because the last time we were supposed to have a conversation, she threw empanadas at me and throwing drinks and just being petty. So I'm like, okay. When I see you, there's nothing to talk about. Nobody knew I would do that. But I just did it.
Who wastes empanadas like that?
Right. She do, and she knows
I'm hungry right now.
She knows she wanted to eat it. I'm sorry, that's your friend. I don't like her.
Okay, so let's back to talk about sex.
Back to talk about sex.
So how was Pleasure P in the bed?
But wait, did you really not like her only because of Pleasure P?
No, it wasn't that. I liked her as a friend. Mm-hmm. We grew a friendship. Hung out at her house in Atlanta. I'm sure she lied to you about this one, but hung out at her house in Atlanta. We went out in Atlanta to the clubs. Hung out in Miami, spent the night at her house. Like, we really were building a rapport. We would talk like every day, every other day. And then all of a sudden, she just cut me off.
Why?
I'm assuming it was Pleasure. She was doing something with Pleasure on the show. Okay. So I'm like, you could have just talked to me about it. We could all just kumbaya and figured it out. But instead, you just cut me off. So when I get my feelings hurt, I tend to react in certain ways. But I liked her. I'm mm-hmm. not going to act like that I didn't. I don't front. Like, I really liked her. I thought she was a cool ass girl.
Then that hurts more.
And it did, but I really said that on the reunion. I'm like, somebody. You hurt me more than he did, because I thought we had a rapport. Like, you weren't my best friend, but I thought we was kicking it. We was cool. And if it wasn't nothing, why you cut me off? To this
sometimes
day.
Sometimes with those storylines, though, on Love & Hip Hop, they do like, because she, it feel like it wasn't a real relationship for her. She said she went on one date with him and that was it.
But when I approached her, as you seen on the show, I was like, oh, you're supposed to be dating Pleasure. She said, that's my man. On live on television, which they aired. Mm. So you sometimes she don't know when to not talk. And the thing is, if you get into it with me, Amada, Veronica, Tip Drill, now Bobby's on you on his shit list. It's like you have all of these people you beefing with. Sometimes now you gotta look at yourself. Because there's something going on with you because you have no respect or loyalty. And soon she'll turn on you too. But she has no respect, no loyalty at all.
I would say one thing about like my experience with Love & Hip Hop, I feel like if I really sat down and thought about it, every situation they put me in was me against somebody too. Mm. But it's like the situation you're put in, how I feel. Mm. And I feel like sometimes it's either you or them. And
I wouldn't, but when I'm loyal to you, I'm not going against you. They can't make me do anything. Like she was saying in one of her interviews, you know, she's not used to being on television. I get that. So they'll put you in these situations and then she'll have these
reactions.
And
you believe them, yeah.
But you don't go against your friend because Joe Blow told you to. Don't kiki and laugh about, like when she was talking about, you know, they were talking about bad about Amada, but Amada was your friend, and you kiki laughing when you did the interview with Bobby on the red carpet. He's saying negative things about Amada, but you kiki laughing. Nobody forced you to do that, to be unloyal in those situations. You on TV, but that don't take away your loyalty.
I just feel like I started this show with girls that I knew. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that they was my best friends, but we mm-hmm. was cool, and like one of them I even let rent my apartment from me. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I ended up not fucking with none of them bitches. Whether I kind of knew them, kind of was cool with them. And a big part of the reason was because producers running back and forth. So I don't know y'all situation. Because no, really, she hasn't talked anything about you to me.
She can't.
Like, and the, it's just she that we, I really don't call, when me and her speak to each other, I don't mm-hmm. really speak to her about other people because mm-hmm. that's, I don't really care. Right. But for the fact of the matter, I just know how these shows are, and I know how things are played against.
It's great for the storyline.
Yeah, and it's either you or them. And
this time it was her, because you put your foot in your mouth. You had all these beef. When she did the reunion, mm-hmm. and it was all four of us sitting on the couch.
And I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch it.
No, it's cool. It's cool. At the reunion.
Gigi, we've been talking about that.
It was me, Amada, Tip, and Veronica, and we all had issues against her. But when you go to the reunion, that's what you do. You come to talk about or mm-hmm. resolve your issues.
Right.
She felt like she was attacked. Mm-hmm. So okay. It wasn't that you were attacked. You have so much beef with so many different people. This is the time to address it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And another thing I didn't like that she did, I just talked about I have fibroids. That was part of my storyline. She went back on social media telling people my storyline was cancer.
I saw that she said you had cancer.
She said I had cancer. And I don't know where she got that from. I have no idea. But my uncle died from that, and I had to watch him suffer. And I hate talking about it because I choke up sometimes. But clearly you haven't been in that situation to watch that, because that's not a comment you make. Right. People deal with that daily.
Is that why part of the reason why you felt like you had to talk about what was really wrong?
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because I don't want anybody to get it misconstrued. And what I went through with fibroids wasn't easy. You know what I mean? But there's no rules and regulations when it comes to throwing shots. I get that. Right. Well, now since you want to say the cancer thing, let me go in on you and talk about your mother, how she's a prostitute. Let me talk about how your mama got to have an Airbnb because your daddy won't get one more dollar. Let's talk about that. So you are running around saying you rich. When you say that on national TV and you claim to be rich and have all this money, that's a standard you have to uphold to everybody, even though she doesn't have all that money at all. You just lost your second business. So it's like when you speak, just watch what you say sometime, because sometimes it's going to bite you in the ass. This is how I feel.
Well, I don't know her personal business like that.
Like, oh, I don't know. And I just feel like...
talk about her mom.
That's the PSA for
now,
you.
I just feel like...
I talked about her mom because her mom talked about me. I only give respect to those who respect me. You want to disrespect me? Let's play. She said, I ain't shit. I ain't got nothing going on. This coming from her mother. That I thought, you know, I got something with your daughter, but I respect you, you know, lady. But now I don't. I lose respect for all y'all. I really don't care.
Well, I don't want you to disrespect her mama on this show.
Did it already.
Because I know I don't really play with the whole mama thing. And I don't know her mom. I don't, you know, JoJo's a friend of mine.
She's
but,
not
you know,
friend.
This show is not about that.
Mm-hmm.
This show is
about
that. I don't know who y'all talking about.
It was ass. I was on the show, so I'm going to address it. I don't bite my tongue. How I feel is how I feel. Now, we could definitely talk about something else, but at the end of the day, certain things need to be addressed. Definitely the cancer situation. Mm-hmm. That had to be addressed.
That's respectful.
Yeah, I mean, I've had lost people in my family to cancer.
My mother to cancer.
Yes,
my mother had cancer.
So if somebody make fun of you about that and say you have cancer and you don't, how would you feel?
Yeah, and I feel like both of y'all are getting personal when it comes to talking about family. I don't know. I don't play with the mother thing. So that's just me personally, but that's not my mom.
I play with anybody that play with me.
Let's be respectful. To people, mom.
I'm gonna respect anybody that respects
you.
That's it.
Are you coming back to the next season? Is the next season happening?
Yeah.
Have they talked about it?
It's happening.
Okay, are you going back?
I wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
To be a voice for fibroids, because a lot of women don't talk about it.
Right. What about, would you bring your ex boo on there?
No.
Would he want to be on there?
Mm.
Is that a red flag if you're dating a guy and he wants to be on Love & Hip Hop with you?
Yep, you better have it tight. Because if you notice, Love & Hip Hop can break up friendships, relationships, marriages.
So
but it just depends on your situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta be tight. And because it's too fresh and too new, I wouldn't.
Okay.
So and it's just not there.
Is it hard to date because people know you?
Mm-hmm.
So
because their intentions are more so another one on my hit list versus really getting to know me. Because I want a family. I want kids. You know, I want to have that situation because it doesn't mean anything. You don't have nobody to share it with when you out here. That's just how I feel. So that's what I want. That's what I desire now.
What works for you for a guy to approach you then? Because it has to be hard. Would you rather he act like he doesn't know who you are? Or would you rather he be like, I've been watching you on the show? And
Either way, honestly, wouldn't bother me. It's just get to know me outside the show and get to know me on a personal level. Because in the beginning, the honeymoon stage is the first 6 months. You really don't know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it takes a good year to figure out what you're dealing with because they feed you lies and BS. And you kind of believe it. You want to believe it. And then the
especially
truth starts.
The sex good.
Yeah, the sex good. That's what happened. And then the truth start coming out and you get your heart broken.
Effective natural skincare products without harsh chemicals and sketchy ingredients are essential. With ProCure, you can feel better about feeling better. ProCure makes guilt-free formulas that really work and that you can trust. Their products are powered by science and enriched with nature. They only use ingredients that heal from proven remedies and natural botanicals. ProCure has cleaned up their products. That means no parabens, alcohol, petrolatum, or fragrance. ProCure's hydrocortisone cream with calendula is fast-acting, healing itchy, irritated skin with maximum strength 1% cortisone. It's enhanced with organic calendula extracts, a natural botanical that has been used for centuries to reduce inflammation. It gives you all the medicine you need and skin-loving ingredients like organic coconut oil. Recently, I was in the Bahamas, and sometimes when it's hot out, my skin gets irritated and itchy. Fortunately, I had my ProCure hydrocortisone cream with calendula, and I didn't have to worry about scratching my skin, making it even worse. Now you can try ProCure Hydrocortisone Cream with Calendula and get a special $3 discount on Amazon using the code 3ANGELA. That's the number 3ANGELA. Just go to ProcureHeels.com/Angela to be directed to Amazon where you'll get a special $3 discount with the code 3ANGELA. That's the number 3 plus Angela, all one word, and make sure you type it in caps. ProcureHeels.com. That's P-R-O-C-U-R-E Heels, H-E-A-L-S.com/Angela, code 3ANGELA.
What if you, before you guys have sex, he's talking to you, y'all been kicking it for a while. He hasn't tried to. But then he's like, look, let's say it's somebody famous and he wants you to sign an NDA.
I mean,
would you do it?
It depends. I mean, it depends on the status of our relationship. I don't think I would mind.
Mm-hmm. If he's like, look, I just got a lot of things I need to protect. I need you to sign this non-disclosure agreement. So anything that happens between us, you can't bring up on the show or bring up in the press.
Non-disclosure, and then he gonna have your non-disclosed ass up on some whips and chains
I'm
up in the goddamn corner.
Shit. I mean,
he gonna miss the gray your ass to the 10th power.
That sounds like he don't trust your ass. He think you a
whore. He don't trust himself.
But it could be maybe some things had happened to him in the past.
That's why I said he don't trust himself.
I can't mess with nobody that thinks.
Also, because he might look at it like, look, she's on television. This shit could, you know, who knows?
She might say it on Love and Hip Hop.
Right. And yeah. So let's just say he was like, look, I just need you to sign this NDA before we take
this. Would
things
you take that
further.
Personal because you're on TV?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. At this point, I think I've grown to a better understanding. Maybe back in the day, years ago.
So you've been on TV for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just from Love and Hip Hop.
No.
Your TV career goes back to how we know you.
It started at Flavor of Love.
Right.
Then, Charm School. I Love Money, Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
I love all those shows.
But how is, like, the Flavor Flav thing? Because I don't think I could have ever kissed him for, like, no amount of money.
I did it for a nice chick. I don't care. I'll do it for
the game.
Hey.
But did he try to, like, abuse you or anything like that? I don't care.
Where were we?
I wanna know. I couldn't touch him with nobody pussy.
Damn. I think it was a couple people that actually did have sex with me.
Oh,
I don't want to mention their names.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that.
No, a lot of girls.
They did. I know four. For sure.
I know two.
Yeah, from one season?
No, it was two from my season and one. No, three from my season.
I know two for sure.
I know two for sure.
What was the most memorable moment you think of?
When Pumpkin spit and fucking, what you're calling face?
Yeah.
Or what about when the girl shitted?
When she shitted on the panel?
I do not remember that.
What?
That was one of the biggest.
He was handing out the chains and they were standing there all dressed in their little dresses
and she stood there shitting on herself. Why would she do that?
Well, she was drinking a lot that day.
Sheesh.
And she was steady. I gotta go to the bathroom, but they were trying to hurry up and finish.
And that was your season too.
Yeah,
you were
they were trying to finish.
You
and
smelled
so,
it?
Yeah, everybody did.
And you worried about peeing on somebody.
Well, we were standing there, we just smelled something. I'm like, what is that? Everybody like, what is that smell? Nobody knew until she just took off running.
Oh, my God, I'm remembering the shot.
And then everybody seen
it was trailing. Yeah.
Yes.
That was, I felt sorry for her.
Yeah. I'm fucking disgusted. That's nasty.
How you
shit on yourself?
Run his diarrhea.
Have you ever done anal? I haven't, but have you?
Yeah, and I haven't.
So you say she did anal?
I believe that has something to do with it.
Her
it was a little bit more open. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh my God, I can't do anal, but
yeah,
I will tell you this though, she's falling out. This is crazy.
She broke her shit gripper.
Yeah.
But when I was when I went to the gynecologist once, the doctor stuck their finger in my butt, right?
Yeah.
What?
Like they do that to, like, you know, whatever. And I should have.
Oh, really?
That's never happened to me.
You should have smoothed me after that.
I don't know why. What?
So you should have smoothed me.
It definitely made me have to shit. And that's what they do, like, if people can't shit, like, they'll put.
Bobby did that to Whitney. He stuck his finger in my butt.
Yeah, you don't remember?
On a reality show.
That's never happened. That's the only time. I don't know why the doctor did that.
No, I had an incident. After the fibroids, I couldn't shit for whatever reason, you know, because they cut or whatever, so they had to stick their finger, and then that didn't work, so they put an enema up there and then put it in there.
Good times.
It was the worst feeling ever because I'm a virgin back there. What once? No, now I ain't since they didn't put their damn finger back there.
Oh, so
one
now time you can do a lot more.
You was ready right after that.
You should have went straight for the young bull. You should have called a little youngin.
So,
so
you think that anal is why she shitted on herself?
It has something to do drinking, with it.
She was drinking.
She was
eating. Because you know they feed you a lot on the shows too.
They feed you liquor. They feed you food. They keep you ready.
Right.
Because there's no TV. We couldn't have our phone.
Nope.
Nothing. We have to interact with each other. You're forced to interact with each other.
Look what Gigi just
How
did with no phone.
How long did it take to film that show?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? 3-4 weeks.
Gigi was in the smoke
room. So we was in the house for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So we got it over with. When you do Love and Hip Hop, it's months on top of months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of filming, a lot of redoing.
Yeah, those love
month.
Shows.
You had fun doing Flavor of Love, though,
I had
right?
A lot. Yeah, because I don't have any sisters.
And Charm School, too.
Yeah, Charm School was
Charm School seemed
Charm
like it was fun.
It was fun.
You know who I love from those shows?
No.
No, you're not friends with anybody?
I'm cool with Delicious.
Okay.
Outside of her, nobody. Absolutely. I haven't even talked to anybody in over 8 to 10 years.
Aww.
Nope. I haven't been affiliated with none of them.
No, I loved watching them.
Uh-huh.
Gigi, what were you going to say you did?
Oh, Gigi ain't have her phone for like an hour. She's so the bitch was doing handstands and shit because she ain't had nothing to do.
I slid on my head. Everybody was on their phones and I just slid on my head.
That's what G would have been doing in the Flavor of Love.
So we can only imagine if not having a phone for a few days.
I would have been in the corner doing splits.
Yeah, I would love
not having my phone. When I don't have my phone and no one can reach me, I think it's amazing.
It was
different. All I had was my little funky ass.
No radio, no TV, no phone, no nothing.
That might be dope. We should try that. We should do a lip service retreat.
We tried that and it didn't work out.
Yeah, because y'all was on your fucking phones. That's what I'm saying.
No phones. No communication. Lip service lock-in. Lip service lock-in.
Mm-hmm. So wait, you never had a finger in your butt even?
Just when they did it for my surgery.
Not doing sex ever?
No, well, I don't do that.
Guys do that. They stick their finger in.
I
don't think that will do anything for me.
What about a tongue in your butt?
There probably wasn't. Yeah,
not in there, but around there. Yes, and I didn't like it. It's okay. Just like wet ass.
That's me. That's right.
It doesn't do what it does. Should be wet too.
It doesn't do what it does for us as what it does to them because our anatomy is different. Right. And they have nerve endings and
so
G-spots.
You eat groceries?
Yes. They have nerve endings and
almost
G-spots.
Down there. You eat groceries? To her butt.
Hey.
No, I don't.
Do you?
Yeah, I've done it. Not in my current relationship, but
like
I have
it?
Done it.
I tried it one time a little bit, and I didn't go all the way in. Like,
how
I didn't.
You tried a little bit in?
Because he kept trying to fucking put his butt on my face. And I was not into it. So I tried, like,
if it
this is how you do it. You lick your finger, and then you just be like that with your finger, and then you act like it.
Why did he keep trying to put his butt in your face?
Because he wanted
that booty hole. I would have been so mad. Like, bro, why is your
elbows
whole ass
and
in
booty
my
holes.
Face?
Elbows like, and booty holes.
Cause you know how you sex somebody and then they try to raise up.
Yeah, that's a voluntary thing.
And I rise.
No. And still I rise.
Oh my god.
Yeah, now I gotta do it. You can't be trying to put your ass in my face.
Right. Let me do it.
Right. It gotta be my idea.
I used to like doing that. I haven't done it in a couple years.
Y'all make sure they watch
I used to like to put fingers in it. I used to like fingers and I used to make me feel powerful doing that to a guy.
That's what Gigi says.
Yeah, but I haven't done it in a long time.
Gigi likes it because it makes it feel powerful.
It makes you feel like that's your bitch.
It may allow you to.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they scoot it to get more.
Do you respect
more.
Him after?
Of course.
Yeah.
Depending.
Yeah, like
after
he's
your
bitch. I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. Pretty much. That's what it
is. If it's more than one finger, then you can't respect him. One finger is fine. Anything more but tongue, fine. Finger, fine. Two fingers,
two is like,
no respect.
Okay.
I tried it with two guys and they went with that shit.
Wait, you tried to put your finger in his...
easing my way over there and it didn't work.
And they was like, man, what are you doing?
Just exactly.
Did they clenched up or they said something?
They said something and stopped.
What did they say?
Like, it was a...
bitch!
Yeah, that's
see, that's
how
you fucking with them OD was. Hood nigga.
Yeah. I tried not too long ago and he was like, what's your dumb ass? That's it. Stop. That's it. Get out of here. I don't want to do nothing no more.
But sometimes
and I'm like, well, baby, can we have sex? I'm sorry. I was just playing.
You got the perfect nails for it, too, because your nails
are
long.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't going to hurt him.
This would be a problem.
You just don't know what you're doing. It's never too long.
I will never try again.
OD, like, okay, but regular size is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
You gotta have a little dick in your butt.
Oh god,
it's like a finger.
Little.
If you're ever gonna try it, no, I'm telling you,
God,
you gotta have the starter penis.
Yep,
for
put
anal.
It in your butt.
Yes,
you gotta have starter penis.
Yeah,
I'm like over trying anal. It's just not for me. My body was not made for it.
Mm-hmm.
I want it.
So.
I like to watch it on porn. It's just it's not happening.
I don't know if I like to watch that on porn.
I do. I love it.
You like watching anal?
Like
on
two dicks in one ass.
Me too.
DP is called double penetration.
That's my fucking favorite.
Three dicks in one ass?
Like, it'll be like
big,
a dick in a pussy ass.
Yes, I love that.
I think assholes should be wide open like that.
It's hilarious. So exactly. That's how you have to watch it. Because it's like, oh my God, how the fuck did she get three dicks in there? I can't barely
but then
get
sometimes
one.
I'll be looking like a baby could come out of her butt.
Oh,
yeah. Because sometimes people's buttholes be looking so,
be
big,
so wide.
And you're like, ugh, it looks
like the
nasty
size
to
of
me.
If a baby come out, it's shit. So be careful.
Because I also feel like, how do you wipe your ass when your whole fist gets stuck in there while you wipe it?
Closes back.
Really?
So it
yeah.
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 The butt snaps
back.
That.
The butt snaps back.
It's not going to close all the way tight.
It don't stay like this all day.
I don't know.
I thought it did.
It's swollen.
No, there's this one girl that I watch. There's this one girl that I watch, and she takes fists in her ass and three dicks. Yeah, all types of shit. And when she's normal, it looks like a regular asshole. It doesn't look crazy.
It feel like that shit would be too stressed out. Like, you go to spin class and sit on the bike, and the shit would go up your butt.
It tightens right back up. Mm-hmm. You gotta like.
Tell us, L'Oreal.
They be putting their whole fist in the arm.
You know what kind of dance are you doing?
Probably watching the same movie.
They be like this. Right? It's messed up. They be like
yeah,
this.
They go like that.
Like, what the
fuck? It looks like a mojito.
Oh, my God.
That shit is... And I'll be
so
watching
ashamed.
Like, wow. Oh, my God. How did
me
she
and
make
y'all
her
watching
do
the
that?
Same
here we are.
Does it make y'all want to do that?
Hell no. I just like to watch it.
I just like to watch it, too.
So what kind of porn are you watching?
I love watching porn. I absolutely love it.
But what kind? Like, what kind?
I watch Grown Girl. I like Two Girls and a Guy. I don't like watching Two Guys and a Girl.
Why not?
I don't like dicks touching each other.
Okay.
I like to shout my girl a lot.
They don't do I get
orgy,
you know,
orgy, orgy,
and
orgy, 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 orgy.
That's an orgy dance?
And I do an orgy like she's sucking his dick and he fucking her from the back or something. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I like that. But when you trying to get a dick in the pussy and a dick in the ass,
balls are touching.
Balls are
touching.
I like that.
Balls are touching.
I like that.
I feel like I like to, I've said this a lot on the show, I like to watch porn that is shit that I never do.
Right.
If I watch what I do in the bedroom, it'll be like missionary doggy style porn.
Yes, I'm very sweet and gentle in the bedroom.
Right, exactly. Nasty. Like Rhea, we're making nasty. Love. We're kissing each other on the forehead.
That's
what
I am.
And shit. Like,
so yeah,
I want to go. I want to watch a bitch get dogged in porn. Like everything I don't do, it's like I relieve it from watching her.
You have all kind of rules though, because you like to be called.
What?
Bitch, but not slut or something like that.
I don't like being called... I don't like to be called a hoe.
Okay, you don't like being called a hoe, but you like...
I don't mind whore.
Okay.
Little
it's too many rules.
Nasty whore.
Nasty whore.
Yeah, hoe is like a bad word for being like...
Slut?
Just
I don't mind slut.
Hoe is
either.
Your
hoe is just not a
hoe and nigga. That's just
no, but
like,
I feel like right?
Don't call
like,
me those two things.
Nah,
and
you
we're
can't
straight.
Say the N-word during sex. Like,
yeah,
it's
nigga,
not
it's
sexy.
Like,
well, like, yeah, let me...
What about get that dick, nigga.
But say how would one use that in the bedroom?
Nigga, this some good pussy.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. That sounds like
he
good.
Said,
that's
not gonna
win
his voice. Now, yeah, I still
he
don't
said,
like
nigga.
It.
Nigga.
So you guys know.
Nah,
no,
it wasn't that yay. Bad. It didn't sound
don't
that bad.
Me. What if he calls you bruh?
Don't call
me.
Don't
call
me.
We
not
bruh.
Going bruh.
But what if he just
bruh.
Like, damn, bruh.
No,
damn,
that's
bruh.
Right.
Don't do that.
He be going that to his homeboys. He be damn bruh to his homeboys. But he be damn bruh to his homeboy ass. Okay. That's
oh
what you mom. Say that
yeah,
damn
that's
bruh
nasty. Nigga and hoe out the window and bruh.
Yeah. And cuz. Don't call me cuz.
Yeah, cuz.
That's not even a sexy word.
Nah.
Cuz.
Cuz.
Blood.
Nah.
Not even respect.
Blood.
That should
have been
messed up.
The fuck is you gang banging on?
No.
Dating is hard. But LaVou makes it easy. LaVou is the best dating app there is. In fact, it just won the User's Choice Award for Best Dating App from Google Play. Not too many people love dating apps, but people love LaVou. And it's no secret why. It actually works. No endless browsing through people who aren't serious. If you just want to hook up, LaVou isn't for you. LaVou is for relationships. It's for something a little more serious, but it's also seriously fun. LaVou makes it easy to break the ice and meet that special someone. If you're tired of mindless swiping, then go get LaVou. That's L-O-V-O-O. LaVou. Download it now on your iPhone or Android. Get one free week of LaVou premium membership by using voucher code GETLOVENOW. Get the dating app of the year with 1 week free with the code GETLOVENOW. That's GETLOVENOW and you get one free week of LaVou premium. Get LaVou app right now on iPhone or Android and meet that special someone today. And if you guys listen to Lip Service, you can do some special tricks on that special someone. All right, now it's time for What Would You Do? Now, these are people asking questions, right? Mm-hmm. They email questions in okay. to get our advice. So what would you do? All right, so
My lady is getting kind of close with my homie I've known for years. They aren't chilling but together by themselves, but they got ways that I don't get down with in terms of having a good time. They said, my homie is around my girl more than he's around me. I'm starting to feel left out, and it makes me mad uncomfortable with the situation. I know it's probably insecurities and doubt talking, but I just don't know. They have all these little private jokes with each other. And he said, it's just weird where I come from. You don't get too close with another significant other.
She's okay, trash. You gotta let her go.
First of all, they
dump her. Dump her.
Nah, tag team her with your homie. You
right,
over
or that.
Get
or
out
that.
Your feelings and treat her like she want to be treated.
Oh, my
no,
God.
Wait, but why are they hanging out with each other? Like, what's the mutual
drug? He said
drug?
Not without him, but he just feels like they have a special bond or something.
Okay,
now.
They cool.
They yeah. both
For me, in a
line.
Relationship, like, I mean, I'm nice to your friends. If they ask me something or offer me something, I'll be cordial. Mm. But all of that friendly shit, I don't think that you should be mad friendly with your man's friends. That's his friends. I don't think you should be mean to
I
them.
I second that.
But I don't think that friendly kiki all in the face with your man's friends.
Right.
I think that I don't want my man's friends' girls to be cool with my man.
Yeah, that'll be
what?
A problem. It'll
no, I'm regulating everything.
I had an issue like that before, uh-oh. And they thought
it's
I was disrespectful.
You have to respect.
I wasn't disrespectful. It's just I don't need to be extra cool with y'all. I
right.
speak to you. I show you the respect that's needed, and I keep it moving. I'm fucking him, not
right,
you.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you have to carry yourself with a certain respect. If you acting all birdie and kiki
birdie.
With everybody,
yeah,
it makes him look bad. It don't
yeah.
only make you look bad. It makes him look
but
bad.
But have you ever had a naturally like good rapport with one of your ex-boyfriend's friends? Like,
I was cool, but I never let it cross the line because if it happened with him, I'm at his head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do the same thing to him that he would do to me. Like, let's have that mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get extra cool with my friends. For number one, she gonna get cut off, and you ain't gonna have a woman no more because I'm gonna start thinking like something ain't right. Don't disrespect me.
Right. I feel like
and your friends should never do that to you.
No.
Right.
Yeah. How fucking cool are they getting? It got to be something weird for him to feel some kind of way. But I feel like he's supposed to speak to his girlfriend. Like, yo, listen.
And his homeboy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you should check the boy. Both
I
of them.
Think if you check your homeboy, that's going to make him
it
look insecure.
It, yeah, it makes it look mm-hmm. a little
cool. No,
what
but he might
ego.
Need to just tone it down. Like, homie, that's my girl. Like,
he shouldn't have
girlfriend.
To do
I
any of that. He shouldn't have
girlfriend.
To do any of that.
It
like,
shouldn't be a situation.
A woman should carry herself like a woman and have respect for herself as a man.
But maybe she not be disrespectful, but just cool. Because he said they got secret jokes and they cool. He ain't say that. She be throwing herself on
them. What are those secret jokes?
I feel like I'd be cool with my man.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe I'd be cool television
yo,
shows
exactly.
or the same
him.
Kind of music. And
it happens. Like, you could be cooler with one of your niggas' friends than the rest of them. But
mm-hmm,
that don't mean
mm-hmm.
you gotta be throwing yourself. But if he
or having
uncomfortable,
private jokes and shit making him uncomfortable or making
he
her,
needs
your
to
girl
let her
uncomfortable.
Be aware
yeah.
that he feels uncomfortable.
Right.
He should say that he's uncomfortable.
He should
let
her
know.
Yeah.
That's how he
yeah.
feels.
For
should he
sure.
tell his friend?
No. I don't think you should ever have to, but since he's in that situation, yeah, he
talk
should talk to her about it.
He should talk to her and tell her to fall the fuck back.
I
don't like kiki shit.
Exactly.
To a minimum. Now, what if his friend is
I
cute?
I say friend. Talk to
he
him.
He might.
Yeah.
What if you're attracted
cute?
To his friend?
You little thought.
You would
not. You're gonna fall back. You're gonna fall back if that's your man and you love him. If not, you gonna go fuck with the friend if it's that's the reason.
But what if it's not? You're gonna do that. But what if you want to just flirt a little?
No,
that's
wrong.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
can't
do
anybody
that.
To flirt with other than your
flirt
man's
your man.
Friend.
You don't do that. Yeah, that's just crossing the line.
Look at this girl here.
What if he's like, "Hey, I want to fist your butt."
Oh
no,
no
I'm kidding. All right, here's the next. What would you do? This guy, he says he's a huge fan of lip service. Thank you. He said he's been with his girl for 3 years. He said, I've tried being faithful and a great guy, but it goes unnoticed. She's very stubborn and still has issues from her past that she's carried into our relationship. So I cheat every chance I get.
Wow.
Well, damn.
Don't they all?
I've been caught by her also. I tell her I want to be single, but she always acts devastated and brings her son into it because me and him have a great relationship. Every woman I try to leave physically attacks me or damages my property. I just want to exit peacefully without the drama. Any suggestions?
Disappear, nigga.
Yeah, just change your number
Stop
or move.
Fucking her because
just,
if you continue
just
having
disappear.
Sex with her, it's
Go
never going to end.
He said, I cheat every
yeah.
chance I
no,
get.
No, but he's trash for saying, like, I was faithful for 3 years, but she didn't acknowledge it. Nigga, you supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship.
You get kudos
but, you know,
for that.
He said I that agree. She had some baggage from past relationships, and sometimes we do bring other mistakes that people
and
have made.
And clearly he have them, too. Because if he, instead of confronting her about it, went to go cheat every chance he got, he's also having problems. So mm-hmm. he ain't shit.
Yeah, okay. Nah, that's what I'm saying. He that's ain't shit already, so he should just freeze her. You know what I'm saying?
He probably was looking
just
for
don't
a
answer.
That
just disappear.
That's why his tires is slashed and his windshield
he's
is
every
broken.
Time I try to leave a woman,
but he's a dog.
It's hard because when you do have, she has a son, and he's very close with her son, and so it is hard sometimes to break up with somebody when you end up being close with their kid.
Didn't y'all tell me before that you just got cut the kid?
You
off?
Are supposed you to, but it's hard.
Yeah, I think so.
It is hard.
Yeah,
you are supposed to.
Heartbreaking. I've been through that. Yeah. I've been through that, and mm-hmm. it was not easy just to cut the baby off, and you've been so close, and that's a child. They become attached to you just like mm-hmm. you are to them.
But they're going to keep using that over your head.
Yeah, so you got to go.
Yeah.
I get it.
Bye, little bitch.
They'd be like, Taquan, I want to see you.
What?
Damn.
Why the baby got to be a bitch?
Little bitch.
Okay. Not a whole
bitch.
Oh, my
God.
I don't know how to say little to
downplay
shit.
Don't run around and hug your kids. But, okay, so you've been in that situation before.
And I was attached to the child, and it was hard to let go. Mm-hmm. And he did absolutely use the baby as an excuse, and I allowed him to because I didn't want to go. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't mm-hmm. want to go in the first place, and she was an excuse to keep it going. Mm-hmm. So, but then when I realized, like, look, this we can't keep doing this, and I had mm-hmm. to let him go and let her go at the same time, and it hurt, but I did it.
Damn, what if the kid hit you up on Facebook? Like, why'd you just leave?
It would hurt.
Big bitch.
Big not bitch. Little bitch. Damn. Big bitch. You almost got bitch.
The kid be on Facebook like,
I mean,
oh,
it would hurt. It's just life. And that's something at her age, she just wouldn't understand. And when right. she gets older, I'm sure she would right. understand it. Gotta go, you know.
All right, so he's got to leave her, basically. He's not doing her no favors.
He could just freeze her and just move.
Yeah.
Like, right, he's already a dick, so that wouldn't be a surprise, a right?
Move now, in with one of the bitches you fucking.
Here's the last, what would you do? I've been in a 3-year relationship with my girl. Long story short, she got baptized and joined a Spanish church. Now she doesn't want to kiss or have sex until marriage. Now she doesn't want to kiss or have sex until marriage. Before she got into the church, we was cool. But now she wants me to sleep in a different room. We constantly argue about this every day. We both agree that we're not ready for marriage. But sometimes it frustrates me to not kiss or have sex with her anymore. Imagine going from having sex with someone to not being able
to having a whole nun living in your other bed.
You can't even sleep in the same room.
I mean, she needs to pick up a guy at the Spanish church.
That's what I was about to say.
He gonna cheat. Yeah, like, ain't nobody gonna sit there and deal with that.
Unless he's gonna go with her faith.
Why can't they kiss?
Like, I mean, sometimes when you make a faith leap like that, you have to find someone who is into that same faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it's time since she decided to go to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm never ashamed of God.
I mean, you know, whatever.
She needs somebody on the same path.
She needs to find something. They are now on two different paths.
So they gotta
break up? Enjoy the
vagina. Because
he's going to cheat on her. Well, he got to get into God more. She got to find a priest that don't touch little boys.
Yeah, like she's going to go. You know, it's a Christian church, so they Spanish. They're wearing long skirts, and there's boys there. Right?
There's boys
there. She can find a nice boy.
But that's kind of messed up. Now she done got saved, and now they got to break up.
Because he don't want to get saved. He wants the flesh.
It's life. Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't meant to stay on your path forever. You meet people for reasons and seasons.
I mean, how you go from having sex to not having
Why
sex?
She didn't talk to him
There's
about
nothing
that?
Nothing wrong with that. I didn't have sex. Well, I was kind of forced, but it wasn't bad.
But were you in a relationship and was just like, okay,
no,
now we can't
fuck? No, with the fibroids, I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
But see, that's what I'm saying. In a relationship. How are you in a relationship with somebody and y'all used to having sex whenever
y'all
want?
Like, imagine your man told you.
And then all of a sudden being like, we can't fuck no more.
Yeah, she chose God
over
her. I'm not gonna lie.
You was about to ask something.
All
I want to hear that question.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine your man was like, let's say y'all were engaged, and he was like, we're not gonna have sex until the wedding, and it's a year away.
I'd be like, bet.
I could do it.
I'd be like, who burned you?
Right.
Are you having an outbreak?
Yeah. Right. You can't contaminate this shit. What happened?
I think it'll be fun because I'll probably get pregnant that night on the wedding.
At the wedding.
That's nice.
That's
triplets.
That's romantic.
I feel like it's, I've you guys know I've tried to move forward in my faith for the past couple years.
She said,
but
trying.
I can't. I that's just something I can't go in the church like that and give up the love of my life, give up sex. Give up smoking weed.
Yes, you can. It's all mental.
I'm gonna do it.
It's
you can do
mental.
It.
Your mind is so powerful.
Where was we in about
it? But God shines his grace on me even though, so it's okay.
So that means you need some grace.
No, I mean, you could still, I feel like, you know, even though the Bible says this is wrong, but, and I know we shouldn't be talking about the Bible on here, but even though the Bible says this is wrong, I still feel like you could you know, live your life and still feel God's grace and still have God in your life.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But like, she went
crazy.
She went overboard.
I thought about it. I'm not gonna lie, I thought about it, but come on. Mm-mm. Imagine.
I do not think it's crazy.
You gotta have a conversation. You can't just tell the person that you were like, all right, I'm back home. We ain't fucking no more. And it's like, well, hold on. We didn't talk about this shit before. I think it should definitely be a conversation.
Did she let him fuck one last time before she cut him off?
No.
Oh, wow. Damn.
No, her mind is made up. She made a vision. When your mind is made up, it's made up.
I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Sister Mary Clarence.
Can she perform oral sex?
Oh, wow.
No.
She ain't even kissing his lips.
They can't be, like, I'm doing the most to you right now, touching you.
Okay, look at that.
Okay. Yeah, like,
what's going on over there?
Angela.
All right, this for real is the last one. This is another one. Okay, he said, my girlfriend was a stripper, which I really didn't feel comfortable with, and she ended up cheating on me not once, not twice, but multiple times.
Whoa.
The thing that gets me is guys were paying her for sex. Oh. I can't see myself living without her, to be honest. What should I do? I want to break up with her, but I want to work things out. I just don't know if anything will be the same. I feel like she's not even sorry.
Pay her.
She's a prostitute, first of all. Let's start there. You fell in love with a prostitute, so now you have to figure out if this is really what you want. Either you deal with it or you don't.
He said he can't live without her. So
he gonna deal with it.
I say that he should pay her out.
That's what I say. You should get a percentage. Get 20%.
Because I mean, if you a normal guy with pride and ego, which most men have, are they're gonna leave. They're gonna be like, I just got dogged. I was getting played.
Yeah,
you know what
different.
I mean?
She was getting paid.
So he's a little different, like you said. He's like, I just can't live,
I can't live without her.
Because he was paying her for pussy before her, probably.
He probably paid her.
He didn't pay her.
Relationship.
He says she's not even sorry. You know what? Women, when we see that weakness of you, where we know we got you,
when they out here cheating on us and buying bitches shit, do they be sorry when we find out?
Because
what's the difference? She was getting money from niggas for fucking, and they out here fucking and giving bitches money. So what's the difference?
Well,
what's the difference?
Touché.
Touché.
But you think it's harder for him to stay with her or harder for a man to stay with a woman in a situation like you just described?
I feel like it's harder for a man to stay with a woman. A
man shouldn't take his ego. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your ego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
But that's what guys are born with. That's who they are. And I love it.
What about y'all dogging guys? What's your biggest story? Because we always talk about how we get hurt, right? But what about when we hurt some feelings? Who have you dogged? And what's the biggest dog story that you have?
The first guy I was dating in Atlanta, Georgia, I would say his name was Earl. I dogged him out because
she said his name and everything. You really don't give a fuck.
I became unattracted to him, and I started cheating on him. And I shouldn't have, because I think I probably would have married him. I would have been married to him today. But I just became unattracted to him. Like, when he was on top of me, it was like, hurry up. Like, it was just so like, get off.
Damn, Earl.
It's because his name is Earl. Yeah, like, how can you really say that in bed? Like, oh, Earl.
I'm back to Earl.
Earl. He's like a whole ass man.
He's not.
He's driving a Chevy.
No.
He got coins, actually.
But Earl means throw up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Earl. No, I was in love with him. I ain't even going to let you go there. I was in love with him.
But you didn't
want to fuck him. After a while. I mean, we were together 3 years plus. I fell out of love with him. Mm-hmm. Just like, I'm sure you fell out of love with somebody before, and you just didn't see it. And when it came to sex, it was like, because sex has a lot to do with being mental.
Right.
So when it came to sex, I was just like, go, like, hurry up, get your business done.
You don't think you could not
really
feel
about to come anyway, so.
No. Right. Exactly. These orgasms ain't happening like that.
Has there been times that you stayed with somebody even longer just because the sex was good, even though you didn't care about them?
The young boy.
Yeah.
No, I cared about him.
Okay,
I definitely
cared about him,
but it was.
But you stayed long
because
I'm
wondering
sex
how mental is sex for us.
The sex was great. He was real nasty. I just kept talking.
You keep talking about how he was so nasty. I want to know what he did that was so nasty.
He was so nasty. It's just, I mean, I don't know. I guess it was the locations we did it, how he did it, the positions he did it. He did like. I'm very flexible because of yoga. Mm-hmm. So he put me in positions that I didn't do sexually, but I'm used to doing in yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So
he would, downward dog.
Yeah. Come on, child's pose.
He just did a lot to where I'm like, ooh, you know. So like I said, I'm pretty sure we'll have sex a few more times, but it's not going to be nothing serious.
What kind of position? Like, you were laying down and he put your legs all the way behind you. Like, what kind of position?
Well, I know one thing. He ate my pussy in a handstand, and I never did that before.
Damn.
Who was
strong.
In the handstand?
I was in the handstand. I'm the yoga guru.
Yeah, people did a handstand.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And I was like, wow. It was just something different, you know, because I never did it before. So anything different just turned me on.
Was it blood rushing to your head?
And he's fine. So that helped the situation.
That's not like a city girl's line. Eat my pussy in the hand. Yeah.
That's a bar.
I got that from you.
Right, right.
Well, he did. It was great.
Okay, so wait. Fun. But you ain't great. Dog him. So we were talking about people that you dogged.
Is no, there, just the guy. Just Earl. And, yeah.
Earl. My name is Earl, and I've been dogged by Shay
Johnson. It's just one, but we're friends, actually, to this day. Mm-hmm. It's just, I know it will never work as anything but friends.
Did you call him Earl in bed?
No.
Oh, like Earl.
E. I would say E. His nickname.
E. You can't call nobody Earl in bed. That's just
yes,
y'all
Earl.
Gonna leave my friends
alone. I know one nigga named Earl, DMX. And that's just...
Oh, right. He don't call himself Earl. All right, so what about you, L'Oreal? Who have you dogged out?
Damn, I had a good story, and then we started laughing and shit, and I forgot.
Damn.
Yeah, let's skip me and come back.
No, let's not. We want to hear your story.
I can't think right now. It was on the tip of my tongue, dogged
out. I bet it was.
Shut up.
Gigi, what about you? I know you dogged somebody.
I haven't.
You sitting there looking like you dogged somebody.
I was trying to think of who.
Damn, you know y'all ain't shit.
Oh, I remember. Okay, so it was this one guy. He was on me like crazy. So basically, like, I took his number, was talking to him back and forth, but he was going super hard. So what I did was I blocked him, right?
That don't work.
But look, so then he started DMing me. And he's like, hey, like, I don't know what's wrong with
you. So this
phone.
Is
I was,
recent.
I was like, no. It wasn't recent.
DM,
so was like,
blocked?
Yeah, but that Instagram been out for like 10 years.
That's kind of recent.
So, I was like, yo, my phone is cut off, right?
You hit him from your phone saying your phone is
my
cut off?
My DM. Okay. I hit him from the DM. I was like, nah, my phone cut off. I ain't had the money for the bill. Don't you know this motherfucker hit me in the DM like, yo, just went to the AT&T store and put money on your bill. Your phone should be on. I'm trying to call you and it's still not going through. Nigga, I blocked him on every fucking thing. Every social media. He really put $500 down on my phone.
How much was your bill?
My bill was paid. Oh, it was just a credit on my account. So he just paid for me to talk to other niggas for a couple months.
Damn, you dog. Good for you, L'Oreal.
No, I never talked to him again. I didn't like him.
No, I tried that. That didn't work. I talked to him.
Okay. You talked to him? Nah, I blocked him. And he eventually got the point. Like, oh, this bitch played me. And I lost my $500.
That's it. You know? I'm sorry to hear that.
No, not me.
He be all right.
Yeah,
what about you, Stephanie? Who have you dogged out?
Okay. It just depends on what you're talking about, dogging somebody out, because I can't lie, and I'm not proud to say this, but I've hurt a couple guys' feelings in my lifetime. So I dated this guy. We never slept together. We never kissed. I was kind of repulsed by him. He was kind of like, ugh.
He was saying, gross.
That's how I felt about that guy.
Yes, and... You know, I just strung him along until finally a holiday came along and I made him buy me a $30,000 watch. And then I stopped talking to him like
a
week later.
Did we see his watch?
Yeah,
I remember that watch. Okay.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I've sold that shit. I ain't gonna lie. That was a big ass watch. I used to wear that watch.
That shit was a man's watch.
People be like, yo, you wearing your boyfriend's watch?
I remember that watch.
I'm like, I sold it. Remember, I sold it for the president and I got rid of the president too. But that's what happened.
Was part of the reason because he bought you the watch that you wanted to switch it out and get a different one?
No, definitely. I made him get. God, give me a break here. God forgive me, and I promise I'm not proud of this, but I made him buy me the most expensive watch for that exact purpose so I could trade it in.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I got two watches. Yeah.
It's a true story.
Yeah. This is a true story. Yeah. So that was a pretty bad one, right?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But
you did get a nice watch, and then
and
you sold
I was
it.
Gonna and no lie, I was gonna suck it up and you know
suck
really try. Exactly.
Like,
I was gonna try.
She was gonna
I
suck swear to
God,
suck it up.
No, I swear to God, I was gonna try, but like a week later after he got me the watch, this is so bad.
Uh-oh.
Oh God. A week later after he got me the watch, I asked him for, I said, oh, I need $1,000. I need $1,000. And he's like, Stephanie, I just gave you, you know, $35,000 almost for this watch. And I was like, but you told me you was going to give it to me the last time I seen you. You told me you was going to give me this $1,000. It's already promised to me, right? So he's like, oh, I can't right now. I'm traveling or whatever. And I sent them to hell. Like, I took it as the opportunity to just be like, I don't want to fuck with you no more. That's it. It's over.
You was looking for her out.
Yeah, I was looking for a reason.
But thank you for
that's
the watch.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I
he didn't ask for the watch back.
No, of course not.
Oh shit.
Guess what time it is?
And I'm not gonna, like I said, like I don't think that was cool. I would not ever do that again. Like I think it's so bad to be used. And that's another thing. Like I said, in my lifetime, I have took guys for their money and, you know, didn't give them anything in return. And I don't want to be like that anymore.
Well, guys should never give you money with expecting something in return.
Exactly. That's why I don't think it's that bad, because you try to buy me.
She let me co-sign that. She said, exactly.
You know?
But it is true.
I'm so off that. I don't even be trying to take money out of niggas no more. Okay. I don't at all.
So if somebody offered you a watch right now, you wouldn't take it?
I would definitely take it.
She would definitely take it.
For sure, I would take it.
She's
going
to take the watch. Yeah.
But then I would like take them to church and we would talk about God just to make myself feel better and, you know, give him something back. You know, you gave me a watch
and I gave
I'm giving you God. I'm giving you faith.
We can pray together.
You know what I'm saying?
That is not an even exchange.
Fair exchange is no robbery. You robbing niggas, bitch.
Gigi, you dog somebody. You have a dog somebody.
I haven't dogged anybody.
Never in life?
I don't know.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe it. You've curved a couple guys.
I mean, I've curved people.
You definitely got something and dogged them. Like, all right.
I don't know.
You don't
I can't
talk
think
to
of
plenty of
I probably do. That's why I won't none of them.
She can't think
of
them.
Sometimes it's hard on the spot when you think about.
Because she's like, I got so many stories. I don't know which one to tell.
What about you, Ange?
I definitely have. I will say this, I'm not a gifts person, you know that. Like, I don't really like people to give me things because I feel bad. But I did date this guy one time, and I remember I was talking to him and somebody else simultaneously. And I had to, like, this was so bad, but the other guy was about to come over, so I had to, like, pretend I was going somewhere. So I got dressed and everything like I was leaving and left the house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Drove.
I've heard you say this.
And drove around the block so that he would finally leave. And that was probably one of the worst things that I ever did. I felt bad about it later.
Yeah, that was a
scam. I didn't really like him like that. Like, he was cool and everything, but I wasn't, you know. So, yeah, that was it. But worst thing I've ever did. Okay, so now it's time for the end of the show.
Okay.
So the last thing that we're going to do is we're going to tell you a story. It's about one of us. You have to guess which one of us it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, so which one of us had to stop drinking vodka because she would get blackout drunk and pee to bed all the time?
For real?
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look catch up on facial expression. That ain't working. Gigi, did you pee in the bed?
I could have.
Is it you?
You'll find out next week on Lip Service.
Gigi.
Gigi crazy.
Gigi pussy.
But honestly, thank you so much. We really had a good time
no
with you.
Problem.
We thank you for sharing and opening up because you did give us some really valuable information. And I want to make sure you promote whatever it is that you have going on because we look at you for fitness.
Yeah.
We know you have your fitness line.
Yes, it's shayjfit.com, S-H-A-Y, the letter J-F-I-T.com. You have belly burners, resistant bands, meal plans. But I mainly want you to go to the fibroid page I went to. If you have fibroids and you're trying to relieve your symptoms, check out shopthehealthyhand.com.
Okay.
That is shopthehealthyhand.com. It worked for me. If you don't go there, I would just suggest women find something because there's an alternative from having a hysterectomy.
Absolutely.
Or getting on birth control.
Yeah, or birth control. You use herbs. Talk to a holistic doctor. I'm sure they'll give you the same herbs I took. So again, shopthehealthyhand.com.
Nice. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, guys.
Lip service.
Ew.